Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm excited to introduce you to Omar Hamid. His company is called No Limits Selling. He is an NLP and mindset coach, and I'm excited to learn more about him. So welcome to the show, Omar.
Thanks so much. It's fun being here and just reaching out to you and the world.
Yeah, love that. Tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming an NLP and mindset coach. I was saying to the girl earlier, I don't think they taught that in school when I was there.
Because they were fools and they should teach it everywhere.
That's right.
I was taking a public speaking course in Toronto at night school, and the teacher took me aside and said, Omar, oftentimes you hold yourself back because you're gauging what the audience wants instead of just going for it. And to me, it was like, yeah, I'm just playing around with public speaking, but I notice I do that in business. And so he said, you should go see this woman. Her name is Una Elliott. She does NLP. She'll help you out for your speaking. But I went there and said, Una, I seem to be taking my foot off the gas when I'm doing business. I'm not sure why I'm doing that. Help me with that. And she did one session and she got me a breakthrough. And I knew that there was a profound change within me. And as I was walking out of that session, I made a promise to myself, must learn this. This was in 89, and then moved to the States in Silicon Valley because I was a computer guy and started learning NLP. And in 2003, I went from high tech to brain tech because I knew my mission was to help people do phenomenally better. Because I'm not sure if you know this, but the maker, God, put us here to succeed. And somehow along the way, we doubt ourselves. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not worthy enough. And basically, it's like, where did that come from? And it came from our childhood experiences and the meanings we made. And a lot of those things were just lies that we believed.
You were way ahead of the curve with NLP in the 80s. I didn't even hear about it actually until just a few years ago myself. So that's amazing that somebody recommended that to you.
So I'll tell you one of the things I love about NLP, which is that this is the best way we know now. But there's a better way out there. And there's this thirst for looking at who's doing what. How could we steal that? We actually steal stuff from other people. And we might say, we stole this from the Feldenkrais people and we just cleaned it up. So it's a lot easier to execute. And so that's what I love about it. It's a breathing, living body of work that's always getting better as we go, as opposed to a lot of doctrines are like, once this is the only way, there are no better ways. If you think of another way, you're wrong. And so that's what I want is, how do we make people shine?
I love that. And we learn every day, don't we? We move forward. And so it makes sense that modality, if you can call it that, would evolve with it as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I was sitting in my house in Baltimore, Maryland on April 3rd, 2021. And as I was sitting there, the thought was, have you made an impact in the world? And the answer was no. It's like, what do you mean no? So within a month, I sold my house, got rid of all my possessions, and started traveling the world. And my dad at the time is thinking, what are you nuts? But that's what the ancients did. They went on a quest. And the quest was, how do we empower people with mindset so they don't have to go to an NLP person or a hypnotist or a psychiatrist or a therapist? You should go there. Absolutely. Sometimes we need help here and now. I'm about to go in to meet the most beautiful woman in the world, and I'm feeling nervous and anxious, and I'm going to put my foot in my mouth. And so I developed something called Mindset Boosters, which are audio programs that are infused with neuro-linguistic programming, applied neuroscience, hypnosis, and a bunch of other modalities. And so I'll give you a quick example of what it can do. So let's say you've got mom's coming home from work, and this is what typically happens. She parks the car, comes in a lot of time, but in this short journey, she lets go of all her anxiety from work. She thinks of the most important thing she needs to do for work in the morning when she gets there. And then she gets to relive the moment she first fell in love with her significant other, which has a massive amount of love. And between you and me, a little amount of lust. And she goes in the house fully present for her kids. Even the dog goes, oh my God, mom's home. And so that's what I wanted to do. There's about 140 programs in all different areas that are allow you to take charge of your mindset whenever, wherever you want, so you show up in the most powerful way.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. Now, let's just be clear that you said you pull in the driveway and you stop and listen to it. This is not something you do while you're
Yes.
driving. Is that right?
Absolutely. Don't do this while you're driving. And unless your name is Bushra, she's my assistant that hooked her up. You should actually be distracted when you drive. No, absolutely not. It's basically when you do mind work, the whole trick to the whole thing is if I can help you. So we have this conscious part of our mind that's always judging. You just did this with your hair. Are you getting a headache looking at me? Am I causing a headache? Like the conscious mind is chattering all the time and judging and. But the real power is in the unconscious mind and in your heart. So a lot of these programs get your conscious mind to shut down, which is essential for driving and doing heavy machinery. So don't do anything other than that. And then it lets your unconscious mind come up and it takes it on a journey and it allows change to happen. And I'll tell you one more story and then open it up for questions. I want to eat my own dog food. So I met this on this journey when I left all my possessions behind. About a year and a half into it, I met this most amazing lady that is now my wife. And as we're dating, I'm thinking, you know what? I want this relationship to be more loving and richer. Every single month, it gets better and better as we go. So, how do I do that? I'm a pretty smart guy, and I could come up with some ways to do that. But that would be my conscious mind. One of the tracks in Mindset Boosters is have a conversation with future you. And it puts you in a hypnotic trance, and you sit in a cottage on a chair, and there's an empty chair before you, and you invite your future self there. And my future self comes, and I go, Umar, how can I make this relationship more loving and richer as we go on? And my future self says, love letters. Write her love letters. That's going to be amazing. And then after a minute of thought, my future self says, eh, you don't write that well. Do love videos. And what I do is, whenever I'm doing what I'm doing and I feel love for my wife, I just bring up the phone and just share that experience with her. They're 30-second videos that I do, a minute longest. And the only complaint I get from my wife is, why do you want to make me cry? Because each time I get one of those, because it's not just that. Here's why I share that story. I'm a smart guy. I could have come up with different ways. Oh, I'll get her flowers, or I'll acknowledge her accomplishments, or some other kind of like pedestrian thing. But allowing my unconscious mind and my heart to come up in that talking with future self came up with the exact answer I needed to do something magical. And the reason I share that is that all of us have wisdom within us, but we talk ourselves out of it with logic and what will other people think and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. That was so nice to hear. So that is amazing. So these are mindset boosters, and they're around 6 minute long, or are they?
All different. So we've got this one section called positive emotions. And I'll give you an example of where you can use this. So we've got positive emotions like joy and wonder and confidence. But there's a special emotion that I've put in there called curiosity. So in 2 minutes and 34 seconds, it will make you incredibly curious. And the reason that's important is this, is that you're about to learn something new. And you can learn it like, Umar can go learn that thing. I'm a pretty smart guy. But if I invoke deep curiosity within me, I learn it faster and I retain it much, much, much longer. So it primes. So what we're basically doing is changing your brain chemistry to be in the curious mode, then it just absorbs that information faster. So from 2 minutes and 30 seconds all the way up to the longest one is about 19 minutes. And that's where you decide, I really want to plan the life that I want. And it'll take you and quieten your conscious mind down and take you on a journey to imagine. But most tracks are under 5 minutes.
I love that one. I'm going to have to get that one, that short one that you're talking about, because I love learning, but I don't always absorb it. And I think it makes so much sense to get yourself in the mindset and your body and your mind both in the right place in order to absorb so much more so fast. Oh, I love that.
So one of the things that really makes me angry is the number of people that feel like an imposter. And sometimes you see these speeches on Oscar night. Hello, thank you so much. And they tell you that I feel like an imposter. And it's like, honey, that's your third Oscar. And everybody loves you and you've got this massive body of work, but still in their heart and their mind, they feel like an imposter. And for that person, they're still doing amazing things. But for most of us, We don't do incredible things. We go, I'm not good enough. People will figure out I'm a fraud. And all of that is a lie. And so there's a section in there that's how to get, there's five different ways to get rid of imposter syndrome that range from 4 minutes to about 6 minutes. And just listen to one of those before a meeting. It may not cure it permanently, but for the next 3 hours, you're going to feel like you belong.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So, would you like me to guide you on one of these things? So, you and
Oh,
your
yes,
listeners,
please.
Jan, right now, as you're talking to me, if you think about your level of self-esteem right now, and dear listeners and viewers, think about yours. If you were looking at a scale from zero, is I can't wait for this interview to end so I can curl up in a ball underneath my desk, and 100 would be like, the hills are alive. And it's like one of those Disney movie things. If you ask within, Jan, what is your level of self-esteem right now?
First thing that came to mind was around 70.
Yeah, let's go with 70. So I'm going to take you on this thought experiment. And dear listeners and viewers, just jot down whatever number you came up with. The USA Today is going to write an article about you. And your friends tell you, you better get ready for that article. It's a really important opportunity for you. So you go in this room that's divided in two by a glass wall. And you're sitting on one side of the room, and you're at a table writing your accomplishments out from when you were a little kid in kindergarten, and those paintings you did that your parents lost their minds. Like, oh my God, you're a Picasso! And the accomplishments you did in elementary school, things you did in Sunday school for your siblings, for your parents, for your community, things you did in high school and college and summer jobs, and the things that you're doing right now that you're proud of. You're writing those accomplishments. And as you're sitting there, the essence of who you are, soul, steps out of your body and goes through that glass wall. So you're standing on the other side, watching yourself write your accomplishments on the other side of the room. And as you're watching yourself write your accomplishments on the other side of the room, think of someone in your life that loves you very much. And Jian, who's that for you?
My dogs.
Your dogs. Think of one of your dogs. Think of who it is and have them stand right next to you. Next to your soul, looking through the glass wall, looking at you, write your accomplishments. And dear listeners and viewers, do the same. And since your soul, I want you to step into your dog's body and see yourself through your dog's loving eyes and how wondrous he sees you. And then I want you to hear the thoughts that it has for you. And then finally, since you're in their body, feel the depth of their emotions for you. Then you step out of the dog or your loved one. You step through the glass wall and step back into where you're listening to my voice or seeing me live and step back into your body. And when you do that, it changes things. And what is your level of self-esteem now?
I want to say 95.
95. Yeah. Isn't
Yeah.
that amazing? And the thing I love about that's intrinsic. No one can take that away from you. Whereas a lot of times we go, did you know you were made of stars and you're amazing? You can do anything. You're brilliant and beautiful and amazing. And I love that.
Okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful. In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances so your business can actually support your life. You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Please tell me that. But as soon as I step out of my house and I hit the first pothole, all that disappears. And this way, it's intrinsic. You can do that before an important meeting. You can do that before a date. You can do that before you meditate. Imagine meditating, and instead of having a 70% self-esteem when you meditate, that you've got a 95 self-esteem. And then you can really let yourself go and go on that journey of discovery.
Wow. I never thought about that. I never thought about purposefully doing something like that before you're doing something like a podcast interview
Yeah.
or an important meeting or meeting with someone important. That sounds tremendous.
So, Jan, I'm going to disrobe and show you my one and only tattoo. This is Arabic for love. I'm not Arabic, but I just love the way it looks artistically. And the reason I got that tattoo is to remind me that any time in the past where I had somebody was mean to me or I was really mean to somebody else, that if What could I have done differently? The answer always is if I was in the state of love, them being mean would not have impacted me at all. And if I was being an idiot, if I was in the state of love, I never would have done that. And so I put this tattoo on my body to remind me before I go on a podcast to step into a state of love. Before I go into an important meeting, step into a place of love. And one of the things you're supposed to do in sales is to listen more than you talk. When you're in a state of love, you don't need to hear the sound of your own voice. You closely listen to the other person, and then you pick up those subtleties that you would have missed. And you go, oh, your voice paused there for a second when you said that. I said, oh, yeah, we had a really bad experience. Tell me about the experience. And then that's something, if I was thinking about what I'm going to say next and not in that state of love, I would have totally missed it. I would have done an amazing presentation, and I would have waited for the phone to ring for me to close the deal. But when you're in a state of love, you're fully present. And this is your homework, Jeanne. The next time you go for a walk with your dogs, just think of a, and I'll guide you there now. Think of a particular moment in time where you felt deeply loved, feel it, and then go for a walk and just notice how the walk is totally different.
Ooh, I like that a lot. I love how you said present because that's what it made me feel like it because your example of the mom coming home and stuff, we are just move, move, move. And sometimes we don't just stop and say, where am I now? Breathe and just have some awareness of how you're feeling and then have one of your tools to move it in the right direction even further.
Yeah, and there's like a 7-day free trial on Mindset Boosters, and it's designed to just give you the power of mindset whenever and wherever you need it. Because oftentimes we know exactly what to say and do after the fact. Oh my God, I was so nervous. And then we just basically can decide before going to the meeting that I want to be fully present.
Yeah.
Or I want to feel incredibly confident or powerful.
That's so good. It's interesting because I was listening to a podcast not long ago, and he said the opposite of love is not hate, it's fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, I just thought that was so profound in such a small amount of words because all the anger and the anxiety and frustration, it's all out of fear, isn't it?
So here's my kind of view on the whole thing. I see it just slightly different. I think there's one spectrum. On the positive side of it is love from like zero to infinity, and fear is the same line going from zero to negative infinity. Because think about it, it has the ability to stop us dead in our tracks. It brings us to this magical state of being. Because fear, what it brings in is that fight or flight response instantly. So I can fight like hell or run like hell and save my life. Oftentimes it's not a life-threatening situation when it comes up. And love, on the other hand, is my life could be in jeopardy, but because I love my dog so much, I'll put myself in harm's way happily and joyfully. Or I'll be in such a state of love that the other person's like, why aren't you reacting? I'm screaming at you. You're supposed to cower or you're supposed to be aggressive, but you're not supposed to have a smile in your heart. And it diffuses so many situations. It's
Yeah,
very Gandhi-esque.
it is very much. And I love meeting people like that who just have this calmness about them. Everything they do is they don't feel like they have to interrupt you and tell you their story and tell you one better. It's just they're calm, they listen, they ask good questions.
Absolutely. Do you know how to do that? How to get into that state?
Oh, go ahead. Let's do it.
Many years ago, I was consulting in Silicon Valley. And one day, some Taiwanese clients of mine, after we finished our dinner meeting, why don't you come with us? We're going to a karaoke bar. Believe me, you don't want to hear me sing, especially back then. But I went with them. They said, there's a really important guy coming, and we want you to meet him, and he could be a game changer for you. So I go to this event with them, and there's lots of drinking in that culture. And I ask guy, why all this drinking? He says, oh, when you come to visit us in Taiwan and you do a really good presentation to us, we go, we like this person, we like the product, we take you out for dinner that night, and our goal is to get you drunk. Because if we see the drunk you, if you're not a jerk and you're a good guy when you're drunk, then we see the real you, then we'll do business the following morning, we'll sign contracts. If you turn into an idiot, then we're not doing business with you. And it got me to thinking two faces. Then I thought there's actually three faces that we have. There's a face that we showed the world. Look at me, I'm pretty, I'm smart, I'm intelligent. Or look at me, I'm broken. I'm worthless. I'm a victim. Both of those things are an illusion that we show the outside world. Then we have something worse. That's the delusion of who we think we are. And who we think we are, we could be what we show the outside world is I'm intelligent, I'm smart, I'm pretty, but who we think we are is imposter syndrome. I'm damaged, I'm dirty, or whatever. Or it could be, oh, I'm a victim, but I know I'm okay. And this both of that causes stress because we don't know who we are and people feel unease. Then there's a third spot of who we actually are deep down. What are our values and criteria that we hold dear to our heart? Most people don't know it. What's our purpose? Why are we here on planet Earth? And if we can do that and connect with love, what happens is we have a state of being. And when people come into our orbit, it's just, I'm not sure what it is about you, Jian, but just being around you makes me feel safe. And I just feel comfortable in my own skin around you. And that's that sense of being. So our journey is very much to not pretend to be something we're not, not to have this illusion of who we think we are, ought to be, or unfortunately think we are if it's a tragic thing, but to find that inner self. When you find that inner self, there's no more juggling, it's just being. And being allows you to be of more service to your family, to your friends, to your community, to the world, and most importantly, to yourself.
That's fantastic. And so true. It makes me think of, because we do marketing and it makes me think of social media. And some people, out of fear, will only put up this much. This person does really great things. This person does never has a problem in their world, all of that. And I think people are turning away from that again to say, wait, hang on a minute. We want real people.
What's interesting is when you have somebody in a public setting and they say, I just wanted to let you know, I'm scared shitless right now. I'll give you a good example of that. I was in a church and there's 300 people and the priest comes up. And the priest says, just before I get started, I want you to know that the priest that was supposed to be here had an emergency, couldn't attend. And I just graduated from seminary school and this is my first wedding and I'm really nervous. And everybody fell in love with him. Instantly, he did a phenomenal job, not one misstep. But had he kept it secret, it would have been, I hope I don't screw up. I hope I don't let them down. Guess what he would have done? Chances of him screwing up, but just revealing it instead of making him look weak and pathetic, it made him look lovable and strong and courageous. And who doesn't love that?
Yeah, and vulnerable.
Yeah.
So he wasn't afraid
And
to speak up and say, this is how I feel, and not be
defuse
afraid
the
to
whole
tell
thing.
people that how they were going to react to it.
I once went into a really important meeting. It was with the government of Turkey. And back then, in my languaging, it was like if somebody was an idiot, they were a turkey. And as I'm going to this meeting, don't say turkey, don't say turkey, don't say turkey, don't say turkey. And in the meeting, while I was talking about somebody that was doing a dumb thing, I did not get that deal.
That's brilliant. You have so many great stories, Umar. I could sit here and talk to you all day.
But we have a real life that we need to get
But
back to.
yes, we do, I'm afraid. But so, Mindset Boosters, is it an app? Is that what I'm thinking?
It's an app. It's actually a web app, and that allows you to have it on your notebook computer, your phone, your watch, wherever you want. And it's just in the cloud waiting for you to become awesomer.
Oh, fantastic. Now, do you actually work directly with any clients now, or do you just create the content for the app?
Both. So people come and see me for if they're stuck in some way. And what I do is resolve one issue, one major issue within 1 month guaranteed. And so it could be somebody that has this self-doubt or they have this, I don't feel deserving of love. I've got this amazing life, but I'm not happy because of that. Within a month, we resolve it. So if anybody wants to do that, and then we just do trainings and then of course the online work with Mindset Boosters. But the online work is the most important in a lot of ways because it helps people where they need it, when they need it, and it's super affordable.
Yeah, on demand. That's great. So that kind of leads me right into if people want to find your app, is it in the Apple Store? Is it in
No, it's on the website. It's
just
mindsetboosters.com
okay.
and we'll put it in the show notes. And they can find me there, and you can find me in LinkedIn, Umar Hamid, and I'll come up and you can find me there. But if you go to mindsetboosters.com, you'll find me and also get to take charge of your mindset.
Fantastic. So Would you like people to reach out to you there on your website or on LinkedIn, you said?
LinkedIn would be best if you reach out there, and we'll put the link in the show notes as well. And thank you so much for this delightful interview.
I can tell by you saying we're putting it in the show notes, you have your own podcast. So do you want to share that with us?
Sure. My podcast is No Limits Selling, and it's all about what we say selling is really not. It's about mindset and sales and leadership, which is about being human. And so we've had Joan London. Her people reached out once and said, we want to be on the podcast. Okay, we'd love to have you. So we've got luminaries in sales and leadership and just people doing amazing things. And it's just our way of putting light out in the world. And I think we're at episode 450, and you can find that on Spotify, No Limits Selling Podcast.
That's phenomenal. Congratulations.
And we're going to have you on the podcast soon.
Oh, I love that. Okay, last question for you is, if you could provide the world one tip to make it a better place, what would that be?
The one tip to make the world a better place is, what would my heart tell me to do in this situation? Because oftentimes our head wants to do something logical and mercenary. And sometimes just asking, what would my heart want me to do here? And you don't have to do what your heart tells you to do, although I'd recommend it, but it gives you another perspective. And that's what great leaders have, is perspective on a situation. And you've got these two amazing areas. Your mind has 86 billion neurons, and your heart has 50,000 neurons in the neural net around your heart, and your gut has about 100 million. No, probably about 10 billion neurons in your gut. So when they say my gut tells me, they speak the truth. But ask your heart, it knows the way.
Oh, that's lovely. It's been such a pleasure to have you. Like I said, I could listen to your stories all day long. So I have no doubt that you do amazing things with your clients. So we appreciate you being out there and helping people who need the help.
Ah, thank you so much. It was a joy.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.